It's been called the Oscars of the auto industry. You'll find marching bands, elaborate stage shows, even a star of Desperate Housewives.
I'm desperate for one of these cars.
Desperation, despite the pomp, is definitely in the air here.
We've got a lot to do, and some of it will be painful.
The big three automakers lost more than $6 billion in North America last year as they deal with stiffer competition from the Germans, Japanese, and Koreans. Adding to the angst, a Chinese company is displaying a cheap new car here for the first time ever. A few miles from the convention, in the shadow of General Motors headquarters, the best and brightest at Martin Luther King High School show little interest in Detroit's biggest business.
How many people here have family members who work in the auto industry? How many of you think that there is a good future for you in the auto industry?
That's because in the last 10 years, Michigan has lost more than a quarter of its auto industry jobs. Nearly 79,000 of them gone. Ryan DeLeo, a fourth-generation auto worker, says he does not want his children entering the business.
I could go on tomorrow and they could say, you know, we don't need you anymore.
American companies are struggling because they have to spend billions on health care for retirees, they have aging, inefficient plants, and because SUVs, their bread and butter, became much less popular when gas prices spiked.
There is real speculation here that in the not-too-distant future, an American automaker could either go bankrupt or go out of business.
Hence this mantra from Ford's new turnaround man.
Change or die.
Change is coming in the form of layoffs and plant closings. Optimists say in the long term this will lead to a stronger industry. But in the short term, all this pageantry will be followed by pain. Dan Harris, ABC News, Detroit.